Hello and welcome to episode 51 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Lydia Nicholas.
Ben Meredith.
James Russ.
Bryn Monroe.
And who are you playing?
Sasha Rackett.
Zolf Smith.
Sir Bertrand McGuffingham.
Hamid Salah Haroon Al-Tahan.
And the whole gang are still here, and everything's okay, and we're back into reality.
Hamid is dehydrated from all the tears.
Zolf is convinced it's simulations all the way down.
So, as a brief recap, obviously, it's gotten a bit complicated, so if you haven't listened to the previous episode, you're probably going to want to, but we say that a lot these days.
Who would listen to these out of sequence? What kind of madman would do that?
A narrative podcast. 28, I think that's
okay.
Yeah, let's say.
Somebody is reading a normal book as if it's a choose-your-own-adventure. Just don't do that.
They're just trying to skip the fluff and get straight to the crunch.
Yeah. Right.
Penultimate episode, go! Right, there we go. Now things are hotting up.
Yeah, you guys don't all read the final page of a book before you start it?
What's just try and reverse engineer it.
I would never do that. That is literally
that's
the worst.
I couldn't imagine you doing that. So, the whole party... We will skip past the Bertie side quest because it was voluminous and it's all there. Long story short, the party went down into catacombs, a lot of terrible things happened, and they found themselves in L'Arc d'Ordinataire, the basements, the cellars, the sub-basements, whereupon there was lots of trauma and people being dead, but not really, and people having limbs, but not really, and it was all very upsetting.
A lot happened.
So actually, you ended up spending a whole week in there having met...
Mr. Sealing,
a name I will never forgive.
Our old friend.
Our old nemesis.
So, yes, having spent a week with Mr. Sealing, sort of chatting, because it was enjoying its conversations with you. And then eventually Bryn summoned you all to a room in order to discuss. I've brought you all here to kill it! Kill it with the button! Kill it right now!
Well, I was planning to reveal a murderer, but no one murdered anyone, so had to make a backup plan.
Yep, and with that in mind, you then succeeded. You killed a monster, you escaped the area.
Everything was happy.
Everything
ever after.
Was great.
Which Sasha did not trust at all.
Not at all. No one was on board with it, and it rapidly.
Hamid wanted to believe so bad.
He was basically fine from it, from memory. Just quite an uncritical attitude, this sort of thing.
Was there that much of a change? You were just glad and you were going to do your walk off. You were just, I'm free, yes. Bye, forever.
See you later, guys.
All of you, you were okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that bit. We need to remember about that little interaction of that.
Yeah.
We're done.
But we all managed eventually to make our way back into the room, into our bodies, and at which point Hamid managed to finish his motion and push a button. At which point everyone went dark.
Much less dramatic than before.
Quiet. And then there was a faint hissing from the room, the brain room, we'll call it, back into the main room behind you. That is where we will pick up. Everything is dark, and there is a quiet sort of susurration of hissing coming from the brain room.
Everyone wait here. I'll go have a look. I see in the dark, okay?
I don't mean to worry anyone, but I think there might be a snake in here.
Well, I'll go check, and I'll wheel myself over to the door.
Sure.
Heading squeak, over. Squeak, squeak.
Yes.
So, I don't mean to worry anyone. I think there might be a mouse in here.
Presumably the snake is after it.
That would explain it, wouldn't it?
But he says to himself in his internal monologue.
Yes, I am very good at reasoning.
And he gets wrapped up having a conversation with his own echoes.
Bertie, why don't you take off the eye patch on your falcon gem light thing?
Oh, an excellent suggestion.
Bertie does so.
So, first we will deal with Zolf poking your head out.
Yeah, literally just my head.
Yeah, it's almost, but not entirely, pitch black out of there. There are a few small lights on, couple blinking in the very far distance, but for the most part, it's dark. In the middle of the room, however, you see there is a small amount of steam rising up from pretty much more or less the middle of the room. And remember, this was an immense room. And appears to have a small amount of white light coming from pretty much that area of the room. But with the exception of that, it seems like everything's off and everything's turned off. Bertie, you flip the eye patch up on the pauldron.
We're still in the control room, so should we follow Zolf?
Nothing has changed since it was light.
To the door into the main room?
It doesn't seem there's anything dangerous out here. Let's go.
Let's head off then.
Well, there's a thing in the floor. It might be like some kind of central system.
Let's have a look around and see what's actually going on. Where's that hissing coming from?
Down there, the steam. We need to make sure it's actually dead.
Bertie, bring your light over here.
So, but Bertie, it's okay. You don't need to add sound effects to actions.
Click clop, click clop. I miss Monty your horse.
Do during the fantasy time, did we sleep? Because it's important about whether my bombs have restocked.
You enter the room fully stocked and ready to go. You haven't actually used any because we didn't fight any machines.
Oh, so the fight happened in the fantasy. So any resources that were spent.
Fantasy resources.
Or resources that were picked up, which means that we don't have the exciting fancy legs.
The expensive automatic arm.
Oh, yeah.
So we need to loot this place before we leave.
Looting! I'm going to open some cupboards, Bertie sets to doing so.
No, but Bertie, just after we've worked out what's actually happened,
we'll do
that later.
I see this as a good time for an appropriate division of labour.
So, Sasha's quite good at following sounds in the dark, so heads over there by sound.
I will squeak over there as well.
So, you get back, Zolf, because I'm going to chuck a bomb down it.
We want to check what's there first. Remember what happened? Well, not really happened, what happened last time, and rather not have that actually happen.
Well, that's why I wanted to preemptively
investigate.
The whole party move over to the light. For what it's worth, the rest of you are able to start seeing it without dark vision. It's just quite dim. However, as you are moving closer, it does start to get brighter. What appears to have happened is a circular section of floor appears to have opened up, revealing a spiral staircase leading down. There is a small amount of steam has been coming out, and the hissing has been coming from down there.
So is it very hot?
It's not, actually. In fact, it's quite cool. Almost cold. It's certainly colder wherever you put your hand into the steam.
We should go down there. This thing is... You saw what it did, right? Although, we need to make sure it's just dead gone out of it.
Let's have a look around up here first. I'd like to look at some of the pillars that were previously full of brains and fluid, and then try to assess the state of the brains.
Okay.
And ask Zolf for help, because he's more likely to understand meat.
Not usually called that, I suppose.
Human brain meat.
Sol Smith, meat understander.
I would require, if you're going to be doing these checks, probably a heal check from Zolf, that's the most likely, and probably a knowledge arcana, but you also be more about the systems rather than the things inside.
22
on the heal.
21.
Good rolls from both of you. It seems to be off. Like, to put it bluntly, there doesn't appear to be any more fluids entering or any more fluids leaving. It's not draining. It's not like some big, huge system is now activated. The problem with assessing whether these things were alive is, quite frankly, were they alive when everything was working? It's kind of a...
Oh, I cast Detect Magic.
Good call. So presumably you concentrate for the required amount of time,
etc. So yeah, my Detect Magic is meditative, so I sort of just go still and quiet and focus, and then when I open my eyes again...
Heavy.
Stuff glows.
Heavy.
You detect no magic from the column.
It looks like all the enchantments have...
What about down the staircase?
...dropped off as well.
Yeah.
Is there magic down there?
I look.
You are detecting a faint amount of magic down at the base of the staircase. However, it's quite a deep staircase. So the problem you've got is it's not like stunning you. Yeah. It's nothing huge and glaring. But there's definitely something going on at the bottom of the staircase.
Right. Do we want to go down the mysterious steaming staircase, or do you want me to just chuck a bomb down there and deal with it?
We should see what's down there first. I don't think we should just bomb it before we've investigated.
Really, what have we found recently that's been positive? At the end of a dark tunnel, going down into the earth.
We need to check this.
Fine.
Seriously.
You're the boss. No, you say we check it.
Right.
Right, good. Bertram McGuffingham, off we go. Downwards to destiny. Clomp, 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 clippity 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 clomp. It's surprisingly easy to navigate an imaginary horse down a spiral staircase. You'd think it'd be tricky, but no.
Surprised a bit, really. I mean, he thought that he'd got out of his contract and that everything was going to be all right, and then that was like taken away, and he just seems...
Maybe he's just in denial. We probably shouldn't have this conversation while we're in the middle of a...
I'm just not very reflective.
That's oddly self-aware of you, Bertie.
Sometimes it just slips out. Bits of self-knowledge. Even a stopped clock is self-aware twice a day.
I suppose there isn't much room in your own brain for your personality these days, but with that contract.
Didn't hear that. Sorry.
So, first person down there at the very, very bottom, obviously, is Sir Bertrand. Having a look around, it appears that all of the steam is coming from a number of pipes and so on, which are in the walls and the ceiling and so on. It has a different vibe to your inexperienced eye than up top. It looks a little bit more functional, a little bit more grimy, a little bit more dirty.
Are the pipes broken, or are they deliberately vented?
No.
They're made as vents.
There are a couple of small points vents into there. It looks mostly like there are some hot pipes, there are some cold pipes. They are near to one another. Resultant steams happening, as are some other gases which are coming out from a couple of joints. It doesn't appear poorly maintained, but there's an enormous amount of machinery down there. It just seems like it's running. There's a faint hum. You're not knowledgeable enough to give any more than that. There is, however, a large vault door. The vault door has four bolts. They have already been receded, and it is pulled slightly inwards, slightly ajar.
How far are the others behind the booking?
Unless anyone tells me otherwise, they are at the top of the spiral staircase.
I'm not coming down, because it's a spiral staircase. I don't have any legs.
I've probably just started down the stairs.
There you go.
Zolf, do you want to come down?
You go investigate. I'll watch up here. Don't want to be a burden.
Well, you're not a burden, you're the boss.
Sasha, go downstairs.
Right.
Okay, so presumably you all make it to the base and see much the same thing that Sir Bertrand saw. There are white crystals embedded periodically along the walls. Effectively, it looks like what we'd call emergency lighting, really. Just white, flat white lights, and that was what the light was coming up from.
Is there any other features in this room? There's just piping and the door.
Just piping and this big old vault door.
Sasha's going to ready a bomb and then head to the door. Right, guys? Going to check what we're going to blow up.
Ursa draws his sword.
I follow Sasha to the door and peek round it.
Peeking round it, just touching it, it moves slightly, and you realise that whilst it is a vast door, again, it's about as thick as the... You remember the vault door to the actual brain room was quite thick.
Yeah, yeah.
But perfectly balanced. So it actually moves slightly just by virtue of you touching it. And looking inside, give me a perception check.
18.
Okay, there is a large room on the other side. In fact, it is not as large as the brain room above you, but it is significantly sized. It is a hemispherical dome.
So we're inside.
So the vault door opens into the inside of half of a sphere. The ceiling is curved and the base is more or less flat. As your eyes grow accustomed to the slightly dimmer lighting there, you see that it actually slopes downwards away from you. So there's some kind of, not pit, but almost like an amphitheatre vibe to it.
Concave.
There is light coming from four edges of the sphere. There are two which are too far to the left and too far to the right for you to see from this angle. There are two huge crystals at the opposite side, at least the size of the columns that were holding the brains, maybe a little bit larger, certainly wider. However, they look quite rough-hewn, so rather than being manufactured and chiselled, they actually have a sort of organic vibe to them, if that makes any sense.
I think Detect Magic is still active. Are they within 60 feet of me?
They are not.
Okay.
They are about 100 feet. It's a big room. There is movement from what looks like inside both of those crystals, one of which is giving off a reddish light, one of which is giving off a bluish light. You are not able to see down into the concave base of it. Looking up, you also see there's almost no machinery in here. There are, however, tracks leading to those two crystals towards the centre of the concave room. So the crystals are at the edge of the room.
How I entered
tracks
the Thunderdome.
This is really weird. It's so... I don't understand. It's complicated, but I don't
right,
know
I'm
what
getting
the purpose
Zolf.
Of it.
Go upstairs.
Looking a bit more into the crystals and see if I can work out anything about them.
Okay.
Do you want to just have a look around as well, Bertie, in here? In case, you know, something bad happens?
Yeah, why not? And Bertie just starts, like, tapping the walls, going, this is a wall. Yes.
Bertie, give me a perception check.
You aren't sure it's a wall.
Critical fail. Critical fail.
Critical fail. Okay. Cut to Sasha and Zolf up at the top of the staircase.
Right, it's got lots of magic in, and I think we need you there. I mean, you seemed to be fine coming up the stairs last time and helping in the fight, so don't know why the stairs are bothering you that much this time. Like, just come and help us out with this.
All right, well.
Piggyback time! It's not in character.
We will skip ahead to both of you entering the cavern. Again, you get similar impressions. Both of you give me perception rolls.
15.
20. The walls are made of metal. They appear to be mundane metals. They don't appear to have anything embedded in them. And there do appear to be lights sort of embedded in the ceiling, but none of them appear to be on. As you are all looking around, it becomes readily apparent that these big crystals are on, effectively, carts that are wired into systems, and these carts are on rails. The rails all point towards the centre of the room. The centre of the room has four slots, which obviously these carts are meant to sort of connect to. And there is a vaguely complex column in the middle. Effectively, it looks like a big junction box for those four crystals to connect into. So you're examining the crystals closer, weren't you?
Yes.
Hammond.
And my tech magic should still be active.
Okay. So, like I said, there were two actually up against the wall nearest to the door you entered in. Mm-hmm. So the colours are red was far right to the door.
Yep.
Blue was far left to the door.
Yeah.
Green was sort of immediately to the left of the door.
Yeah, and that's
and
the one.
White is immediately to the right.
Sure. And the green one is the one that Hammond and Bertie are closest to.
Hammond, what knowledges do you have?
Just Arcana.
Give me a knowledge Arcana.
20.
There is movement at the crystal. As you draw closer, you see there is a slightly indistinct form in there. You're not an expert or anything, but it certainly seems to be like there is a huge creature inside. At a guess, it looks to be maybe an elemental. Hard to tell. It's obscured by the crystal and so
elemental.
On. But certainly the crystal is probably acting in some kind of containment capacity.
The crystal is magic. I mean, it must
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm probably getting the school thanks to tech magic.
Mm-hmm. The crystal appears to be mostly of the Conjuration School. However, it seems to be part of a much larger system, but it's hard to...
Yeah.
Hard to tell.
That might mean that the crystal is effectively summoning it and also trapping it on this plane.
What does Bertie see?
So, Bertie, what you see is exactly what I have described.
Good. Fine.
Right, Zolf, what do you think this is?
A big magical machine. This is,
So where do I bomb to make it stop?
Well, I don't know. Hammond, any ideas?
No, I'm really quite confused. I mean, I guess these are all the same. I mean... I scamper around the room to look at the next crystal.
Heading over to the blue crystal?
Yeah.
A huge water elemental.
They seem like they all have elementals trapped inside them, but I don't know what the rails are for or why you'd move them, and I don't really understand how this is related to anything else in the building. I mean, this is water, that one's certainly fire, and I mean, that's some sort of... forest spirit, maybe?
The white one will be celestial?
I guess, and that's... We didn't see any of that energy anywhere else, did we?
So I suppose the question is, are these creatures here because they are prisoners who should be freed by the four mighty heroes of come questing blah 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 blah, or are they terrible monsters who must be destroyed because this is their lair?
Bit of column A, bit of column B.
So we free them and then murder them. is that the plan?
Ideally not. Think of them more about... They're forces of nature. They're not like... evil or good or... I think we're in some kind of engine. Like, this is what's powering this.
Something that's providing, like, the electricity. Like you know, the tame lightning elementals in...
Exactly.
In trains that none of us have seen.
No, but they know.
But the Bertie might have some idea.
I have some experience handling elementals. Leave this to me, Bertie.
Wait.
To the water crystal.
No, what happened? What?
Well, you see, when I was heroically rescuing the passengers of the cross-channel trade express, I, how shall we put this, I won the favour of a lightning elemental, redirecting it heroically so it would not harm anyone of significance.
I was going to make a bluff check, and then he said that, and it's like, no, that's very birdy.
True to form.
You befriended an elemental.
In a sense.
Wait, did you seduce an elemental?
There was a certain electricity between us.
Back to the matter of...
that was dire. That was really bad.
Well, you can't set them up. I'll take them.
Yeah. Wait, dire jokes.
Dire bats. They're huge. Yeah.
Flappy, leathery wings.
Right, so...
back to the matter at hand. We should try and free these elementals, maybe, but...
No, but if we free them into this room with us, then they're going to try and kill us. Because I'm going to imagine they're not best pleased about being trapped inside crystals.
Probably.
You're the wizard.
But I haven't dealt really with elementals ever. Like, that wasn't on the curriculum. I only did a year and a bit.
Are you not a proper wizard?
What do you mean? I didn't get my degree.
Ah, all right, no one cares about degrees.
Quite right. Formal qualifications are overrated.
So, did you not learn anything about banishment?
That's definitely a thing you can do, yeah.
Did you get to the point where you knew what these things are and how where a bomb to kill them?
I don't know if we want to kill them.
We need to turn this thing off, I imagine. This looks like a generator, you know?
Something.
I don't know. I've never seen a generator.
Which is creating magical energy, right?
Maybe. If all of you lot get out, I'll just throw a bomb into the central column, and then it'll all get
Travis,
messed up.
We don't know
what that will do. I mean, might set off a chain reaction and destroy all of Paris.
Or it won't do anything, and we'll think it's done, and then this thing will pop up again, and you know, do what it was going to do.
Metagame comment though: if you destroy all of Paris, Sash, that's a lot of XP. Like that's
a lot. That's a lot of loot.
I mean, I wonder if we can communicate with them. I mean, which one is going to be the friendliest?
Maybe the Celestial.
Should we try and? I mean, it seems a bit.
I can't speak Celestial.
No, me neither.
I've got sign language. Does it know sign language?
Well, it might. I mean, if it can see us through the crystal and we can see it.
Sasha's right. Going to head over to the Celestial.
I wonder if sign language is different in Celestial.
And tries to mime at the...
We all cross the room to the white crystal.
Hamid, the second that you get closer and manage to sort of have a proper look in, you're absolutely certain it's an air elemental, not Celestial.
It's not Celestial. That was a foolish assumption.
And and I'm going to chuck you, a bit of a clue here. The chances of a thing which you're not sure has arms, knowing sign language, are slim.
Yeah. No. Now I know it's an air elemental.
Sasha's going to try.
You are looking at a vaguely whirlwind-shaped movement in glass.
Just waving.
What about the column then? What's the column doing? Let's have a look at the column.
Who is looking at this with what knowledges?
I'm looking with disabled device and appraising. Does it look very expensive and complicated?
Arcana history and religion.
I'm looking at it with history, so if it's old, I'm all over it, or nobility.
So if it's been knighted by some monarch.
So, I'm going to give you a free appraise check without the roll.
Oh, okay.
It's probably going to be really hard to shift this.
I mean, I know some people that might take bits.
You're probably going to have to break it down into bits, and you're looking at scrap value, honestly. It means too hot.
Scrap value of, like, platinum and silver and
gold. Never said it was precious metals. It's mostly mundane down here. So, give me the disabled device check and knowledge arcana.
16.
25.
19.
Okay, Sasha, it appears to have two levels to it on the machinery, by which I mean you understand one level, the rest is like, it's magic stuff, I don't know. The mechanical stuff that you can make out is it's very clear that you have associated controls for each of the crystals, and basically pull this lever, turn that knob, that crystal will approach, do the reverse, it'll recede back into the wall. It appears that having looked at the trolleys that the crystals are on, there appears to be effectively a male-female socket combination where they will slot into this middle console. And after toying around with it for a while, you manage to push a button which causes a small amount of the ceiling to open up, and then just a simple, thick cable to come down, which looks like it would plug straight into the centre.
She's doing all of this while carrying Zolt.
That's fine. Like, it shouldn't be too difficult.
No, but it's just... I can imagine that what are you doing? Don't press that button!
Meanwhile, Hamid and Zolf, it becomes very clear that when the things are plugged in, yes, it appears to be some kind of central generator that will be pumping power upwards. You also notice that there appear to be some basic instructions written on it, which are, again, in English as opposed to French, and they effectively reiterate what Sasha was saying.
We need to destroy this. It is
we should try and free the elementals, I guess. That would remove power. I mean, if you remove the elemental from a lightning rail, for example, the train can't move.
I would prefer to destroy the central console, and then as this place powers down, it will likely free the elementals anyway, and they'll rampage around and destroy more of this place. Also, I don't want to fight four elementals.
It's just been one of those days.
It's not high on my list of things.
They shouldn't fight us if we've just freed them.
Right, so if you put an
capricious and unpredictable.
If you put an animal in a cage.
They're not animals. If you put
if you put an earthquake in a cage, or a firestorm, or a tempest, and then release it, do you think it will go, oh, you release me, I will. They're not that.
Sasha, give me a perception check.
Critical fail.
Okay.
Bit overwhelmed by all of the shiny. Mundane shiny.
So, I think we, as Sasha said, put a bomb in each of these plugs.
Sockets.
Yeah, and then blow that up.
I'm going to just go over to the red crystal because it's the only one I haven't looked at yet.
So heading over to the red crystal, it's a fire elemental. Interestingly, all of the rest seemed vaguely agitated. This one moves from being agitated to still on your approach. Again, it's the crystal slightly frosted. It's very hard to make out. It appears to be bending over to examine you.
I'm going to wave at it.
Hard to see. It reacts in some way. It doesn't wave back or anything.
No.
But unlike the rest, which basically seem to be railing against the crystals, this one goes very still and is just observing you.
That's weird. Elementals don't normally act like that. I'm going to touch my hand to the crystal.
The elemental on the other side eventually does a movement you recognise. It reaches its hand out and matches its hand to yours. Its hand is larger than your body.
Fair.
By a decent proportion. It's a very big creature.
I am going to say to it, are you okay? And look quizzical. And knowing that it won't really understand me, but sort of hoping that some sense of meaning comes through.
There's not really much of a response.
Hamid, what are you doing?
What? Nothing. What?
Well, you just asked if it was okay.
Yeah.
I think I've got some marshmallows here, if that would...
What? No, sorry, I just...
Why don't you say hello with
the fireball? I just got distracted. I can't cast that spell.
Shall we just...
Or any spell, like a hello spell. You can cast message on it.
I cast message on it.
Okay.
And ask, are you okay again?
You hear...
I don't speak elemental.
Right.
It's an enthusiastic... But that nonetheless is the noise.
Yeah.
Is it a sound like, is it like a comforting fireside, fireplace in like a country house?
It's more like,
it's a roaring inferno.
It's okay. More like a gorgeous country house ablaze.
Right. Don't like this. Don't like this at all. The peasants have got loose.
Right, should we just get with burning this thing up?
Yeah, I guess, that's probably the best thing.
Sasha? You're not sure, but based off your earlier jiggery-pokery, you figured out what pretty much most of the rest of it is, but there's four buttons associated with each of the rails.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very big do-not-push vibe to it.
Mm.
But you don't actually know what it does. But it clearly is important.
Just going to flag this as a possibility, chaps. We could just leave it, alert the relevant authorities, and then they could send down experts who know what they're doing.
If it has, like, if it automatically, you know, turns itself back on and it starts doing its mind stuff to people, the relevant authorities might come down here and not see anything wrong.
Well, so, perhaps one of us could go to the surface, or two of us could go to the surface, and two could remain here in order to push the button again. Hmm? Something along those lines. We defeated it once, I have every confidence we, by which I mean I, could defeat it again. Hmm?
Right. It does learn, and might not try the same thing twice. And in a battle of the minds, no offence, but I think it'll win.
I think we should do everything we can to disrupt its power source before we attempt to alert the authorities, because, like Zolf says, if it starts again, the authorities don't have a chance. I mean, we were lucky because it liked us.
Yeah, and it's not going to like us if it wakes back up.
Hmm. Very well. All right, Bertie draws his sword and heads menacingly in the direction of the central console.
I think this button might turn it off.
Righto then! Bertie goes around with his sword still drawn and held high above his head in the direction of the button.
Look, they look like off switches. Four off switches. I think we should just press them.
Will they?
Well, press one and see what it does.
Whoa.
I think Hamid's right.
What if... Okay, so what if it releases one of these things and we need to run away?
Let's...
I don't have legs!
Well, we've managed to run away from something with you on my back before.
And we might not get that lucky anymore.
Maybe the skills are not lucky, but all right.
Fine. But what if you get killed and I'm left here on the floor with no legs? Right? I'm sorry don't want to be diving headfirst into mad dashes like we have been. May I remind you, last time we did that, you literally died.
Well, that seemed all right now. I got better.
But there's no Mr. Ceiling around anymore to make you better.
I think Zolf has a good point.
I will remind you, Mr. Smith, the last time you were offered legs, you did turn them down.
Because it was from this thing.
Very well, right, I'm bored now. Are we going to press a button? Am I going to smash this with this massive sword?
Right.
What's going to happen?
I'm going to get a bomb out Right, guys, I think it's best if you all head back to the door and I'll deal with this. You wanted us to get rid of it.
If I can get out of here, then you're welcome to push a button.
Yeah, well, like, you head off.
And how am I going to do that?
Bertie can grab you.
Ah, Mr. Smith. Bertie picks him up under the arms, hoists him over the bump of Brutor, the front ankle moves, puts him on his shoulders like he's on top of being taken around the zoo. Sir Bertram McGuffingham has custody this weekend, Mr. Smith. Come on, let's go to the gift shop.
All right, I'll bomb this place. Don't worry about it.
Well, do you want to try one of the buttons first? If Zolf takes Bertie upstairs and, you know, I wait just by the stairs for you, and because you're pretty fast, and if one of them gets out, you might be able to get away from it, but I'll be here for backup if you can't.
Well, how about I press the red one, see if that one goes. Seems more friendly than the others.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, you guys head off. I'll deal with this.
Excellent suggestion. Right, very well. So, Bertie, we...
Does he clonk his head as he goes clonk, to the door?
Clonk,
the I am going to try and duck.
Okay.
The door was large. You actually will be all right, I reckon. Yeah, you guys get upstairs, because, you know, if we need to have to run away quickly, we'll need the stairway to be empty.
Very well.
So I'll loiter in the foyer between the big door and the staircase.
All right. Everyone ready? As soon as it seems like they've had time to go a little bit up the stairs, Sash will have Stan with a bomb in one hand and press the red button.
So you push the button?
Yep.
The button is pushed?
Yep.
Apparently nothing's happening.
Push it again.
There's a sudden hiss of steam from the base of the red crystal. The trolley lowers to the ground. It's extremely loud because of all the equipment and so on. And then there's another bit of silence for it. Give me a perception check, both of you.
20.
24.
Both of you notice the faint sound of a tiny little, like, crack, almost. And then realise that there is a crack at the very base of the crystal. And it's spreading upwards very rapidly.
Sasha, come this way.
She puts the bomb in the central thing.
Now give me a reflex save.
Okay, so that's 7 plus 16, which is 23.
Be very happy with yourself.
Uh-huh.
Bryn, also give me a reflex save.
What? I'm not even in the room! You monster. Oh dear. 8.
The crack in the crystal suddenly, rapidly accelerates, shooting up to the top and branching out in a huge fragmented pattern. It's like someone's impacted it with a hammer.
Mm-hmm.
As you turn to see it, realise which direction this is going and vault over behind the console.
Mm-hmm.
The creature on the other side of the crystal pounds it with what appears to be a fist, shatters outwards, and a raging inferno bursts outwards. You, having the foresight to have vaulted and hid behind the console, have that wonderful kind of Harry Potter and Goblet of Fire moment where you're behind this thing that's rapidly melting as flames just burst above and beside you in all directions.
I think the bombs are a bit irrelevant now, mate.
Hamid, you cannot hear any of that over the sound of the massive inferno.
Basically, Lydia just used evasion, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
For the first time.
Effect, well, pretty much. Hamid, you, although at a significant distance,
It's the outside of the room.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm outside the door.
Are still blown off your feet into the back
hard.
Of the vault door.
Okay.
And for a brief moment, blackout. Bump to the head, down. Classic Bilbo.
I think you mean red out.
Sure. Sasha.
Yeah?
The flames have died down.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the sound of an enormous footstep. And what sounds like maybe a smaller country house on fire. You are currently...
The outbuildings. Like the gatekeeper's cottage.
It's just the servants' quarters on fire.
No, you don't worry, Sasha.
It's kind. It's a monster.
No problem.
You're still behind the console. Mm-hmm. You can peek if you want, but there is the definitive sounds of a, let's say, huge fire elemental stepping closer.
Remain hidden. No, wait, peek.
Always peek.
Always peek.
The thing is, Sasha's been in a pretty down mood, but when there is a peek or not peek scenario that involves something of this level of danger, there are certain implicit character traits that will not be stilled.
By far, it's probably the most impressive thing, certainly magically, that you've ever seen.
Right.
This is a huge creature built of flames.
Imagine a little head
sustaining itself.
Peeking behind it, comes going...
It's basically a Pokemon.
Yeah, effectively. Like,
Charizard. But, you know, one of the large legendary Pokemon.
Its feet appear and disappear. Its upper torso seems a bit more defined, but it's very much shaped by the flames.
No idea how I'd pickpocket that.
Its face hurts to look at. The eyes are a pure white. And it's giving off sufficient light that it's... Yeah, placing your head over the top...
Oh, my whole head.
Just placing any, even your eyes peeking over the top, it begins to scald your skin, the heat it's giving off.
Okay, don't look for very long then.
It's clearly walking towards Hamid.
All right. Hamid, mate!
You're now back, Hamid, having just had a brief knock.
What can Bertie end up here?
You've heard what definitely sounds like an explosion, and we will cut to both of you now at the top of the staircase.
Put me in the wheelchair and go check on him.
Right, fine. Bertie does say something.
Bertie's heading down the stairs.
How much damage did I take? Did I not take any?
Back of your head hurts. The thing is moving towards you. It's taking a step. It is intent upon Hamid, like... exclusively blinkered vision on Hamid. Give me a perception check.
Ooh, I rolled a 2, so
but
10.
But it is very big.
10. You smell smoke. Sasha, give me a perception check. It's not giving off smoke, the creature.
6 plus 8 is 14.
Okay. You see Hamid's clothes are burning from the direction that he's facing the elemental. He appears not to have noticed.
Hamid, you're on fire! You're on fire, mate!
Wait, what?
Ah! I'm going to turn and run for the stairs.
You turn to leave and start dashing out. Sasha, you see the creature immediately lunges for him.
Sasha turns to look at the water elemental behind her.
Okay. First things first, Hamid, give me a reflex save.
No. Sigh. 12.
It manages to snag you on your leg. This you feel.
Yeah!
Roll me 4d6.
No. I
could roll for you if you'd rather.
I refuse. If I don't roll them, you can't hurt me. Again!
Oof.
Ooh.
19.
Okay. You take 19 damage.
Fire damage?
Yes.
I have resistance to fire 5. I take 14 fire damage.
Correct.
Which is still quite a lot.
Sasha, you said you were reaching out to push the
water one.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just said that she was looking at it, and now that it seems to be attacking Hamid, she presses it.
Okay.
This can only improve the situation.
Everyone give me initiative rolls, because I think we've reached the point where, you know, things are happening.
Oh, God.
Sasha?
18.
Zolf?
4.
30?
2.
5.
The dice know. The dice, they
dice know who's on top of the situation and who is struggling to keep up with events.
At all times.
I feel like it's going really well. I think definitely what we intended and desired to happen when we entered this room was to release a giant fire elemental and then a giant water elemental and have them fight each other.
He did suggest getting a grown-up. And nobody went for that.
The fire elemental acts first. It picks Hamid up.
Oh God. Oh
and
God.
Examines him. That's its entire turn. Nothing seems to be happening with the water elemental. Mm. Sasha, you're up.
So she's already pressed the button.
You've already pushed the button. Nothing appears to be happening.
It took a while.
And you've watched an elemental go from holding Hamid's leg to holding him up and examining him.
She desperately presses the water elemental.
push.
Throwing a dagger into this thing doesn't seem like it's going to help the situation.
No,
it's melting the metal.
Oh, yeah. There are like distortions in the metal where its feet have
She's got a bomb in her hand, but if anything, fire seems not to trouble it.
Om nom nom nom. They say you've got to fight fire with fire, but they're mostly wrong.
Yes.
Hamid, you are currently in the actual...
I scream!
Okay.
That's
Zolf.
My action for the turn.
Zolf, you hear a scream, and there's definitely the sounds of large movement down there.
I can't do anything.
Fair enough. You
create water.
No, I'll sit
down the staircase. Maybe it'll help.
Yeah.
I will sit there and be vaguely ashamed of myself.
Okay, Bertie, you are at the base of the staircase in time to see a huge flaming foot in the doorway. That's all you can see. A huge flaming foot.
Bertie, as stealthily as he can, peers around the door.
Looking up, you see a huge elemental. You also start to feel the distinct feeling of your armour getting really, really hot.
Oh god, you're going to get my
clothes. Thankfully, it's not burning you currently. What you are, however, is burning in the slats that you're looking out of. So the armour's currently absorbing a chunk of the heat, but anything that's near it that is exposed is starting to scald.
Wow.
Just from the proximity.
I'm going to get, like, inverse sunglasses.
Yes, you are.
You've got the classic night tan.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to lie to people and tell them you've been out adventuring in for ages, like yeah. months.
I was adventuring in Cambodia.
Yeah. I just took a gap yard in something better.
A night tan sounds like something very different, though, as well.
I don't know if I still have enough time to do this in the action round. I think Bertie gently closes the
door. Oh, God!
You've seen a fire elemental that's many times his size. There's no way of attacking it. Nobody can see him do this.
This is true. No one can see you doing this.
And if he goes in, he's going to cook.
I think retreat is the right option. I think trapping Sasha and I inside the
room. Well, it might come after him.
And Brutor, importantly. Yep.
Slam cut, coming up the stairs going, nope, nothing we can do.
I will remember them fondly. Hamid and the girl.
They said, go save yourself. I thought, it's their decision. It's important to respect it.
The fire elemental. Yeah. Having examined Hamid, cocks its head, then places Hamid back down.
I stop screaming.
And then start stomping back towards where its crystal was.
I want to go to bed.
And makes it there by the end of its turn. And rotates to face inwards.
Pretty good move speed, isn't it?
Dropping Hamid is a free action. If you want, you can take the damage.
I was impressed, not critical.
He paces them down gently.
A crack suddenly shoots up the water elemental crystal.
Sasha runs to Hamid. Mm-hmm. Let's go!
Yes!
grabs Hamid, goes one.
Start yanking him out of the room?
Yep, gonna.
The door is closed. Is it held shut? No. The door is currently closed.
We try and pull it open.
Okay, the door opens with Bertie on the other side of it.
Get out of here! Goes through and then shuts.
Hamid is naked.
Up the stairs, down the stairs, up the stairs. Fine, but fine, we'll go up again, shall we?
Sasha stays and keeps peeking around the door.
Hamid, what do you do?
I'm running up the stairs.
Zolf, you hear this commotion down at the bottom.
Okay.
Bertie?
What? So it's go up the stairs, get away.
You have 6 seconds for this curious statement.
Fine, Bertie runs up the stairs. Okay. You see what's behind the door.
You hear a roar. You peeking. You see the fire elemental actually adopt the exact pose of the miniature that we're using. Its arms outstretched, it then turns its head upwards, gives a huge roar. There is another explosion. Simultaneously, the crystal for the water elemental explodes.
Yep.
Give me a reflex save.
17.
The last thing you see before you manage to close the door is just a wall of water coming at you. You close the door, there is a moment where you realise you have no way of sealing the very, very well-balanced, easily opened door, at which point it throws you backwards as it bursts open. Yeah.
You do have a way of sealing it. There were four bolts. I mean, you don't have time.
So, Bertie, you've already run off the stairs. Hamid, you've already run up the stairs. Sasha.
Yep.
You.
Yep.
Are thrown backwards
and
take a mere, having made your reflex save, 4 damage by being thrown against the far wall.
That's nothing.
The door is blown open.
God, I wish I had invasion.
And you are now awash, by which I mean there's water level up to about neck height and you're sort of floating on your back.
Next time I level up, I really hope I put some stuff in swim.
There is the distinct sound of, even to your inexperienced ear, a big old water elemental giving a roar.
Blah 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 blah.
Turns out Brute is a water element.
Try and grab onto the stairs and climb up.
You manage to do so quite easily. Again, there's a lot of water, but it's a circular staircase. You can just reach out. It's not turbulent water at this point. You've all made it to the top of the staircase.
Yep.
Hamid appears first in front of Zolt.
There,
naked and burnt.
All of you give me a perception check apart from Hamid.
10.
11, sorry.
20.
All of you notice that Hamid's skin has gone the colour of burnished brass. And it is very clearly an unnatural colour. It's not like, oh, he has a sort of weird tinge to him, like, whoa, that's not a human colour for skin. You notice this as there are the distinct sounds of absolute chaos happening beneath you, coming up from the stairwell. You don't feel like shaking or rumbling, but stuff is going down there.
Hamid, you got covered in metal! Oh my gosh!
Let's get out of here, deal with it later.
It doesn't look like the floor shaking. I think we've got time to get those magical
limbs.
There's
the sound of another huge explosion coming from that circular hole.
But the limbs are very expensive.
Brilliant. Well, you get me out, and then you two can go back and die for them.
Done. Okay, off we go.
Right.
Okay.
Isn't this what we did last time?
It is exactly what we did last time, and they have not learned.
Which means that I know exactly how to do it. Excellent.
Grab. Great.
Oh, wait a moment. I slip the cuffs off my sleeves and slip them back on, and I'm suddenly fully dressed immaculately, just like always.
What are you wearing?
My standard green suit.
Okay.
Three-piece.
You haven't decided to go for something more appropriate, like a sort of a miner's helmet?
He's not Brutal.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
You need to get Brutal some tiny dog versions.
Tiny dog versions. Oh. Okay, carry on.
Okay, so you are all presumably pelting it for the exit.
Yep.
Sasha.
Yep.
You are suddenly floored. As if from nowhere, the rest of you just see her just drop. As if unconscious. She just collapses. Zolf, you kind of wheel to a stop. She's just boop.
Sasha!
Out like a
Sasha, light. Are you okay?
Right, Bertie. Fine. Hamid, you push the chair. Bertie picks up Sasha with one hand.
Give me a perception check, all of you.
2 minus 1 is 1.
Shocker.
15.
22.
I mean, she'd still perceive more than Bertie.
Yes.
Zolf and Hamid, you see, Brutor has also gone completely unconscious. He's just suddenly gone completely flopped. There is
right.
Another explosion from the circle that you left back in the brain room.
Right, its influence is going. Mr. Seeley messed around in your head, didn't he?
I can't possibly comment.
Yeah, but...
collapses unconscious.
No! Oh, we can't do anything. It's because they were influenced by Mr. Seeley, and his influence is properly gone now, which means he's dead, which is great, but it means I'm in a wheelchair and you're a halfling. So we have to
I can't get all of you out of here!
We need to leave.
Hammond drops unconscious.
No, this isn't... this. You didn't do anything! He didn't do anything! I can't... What? Think. Okay,
You start finding it hard to think because you're unconscious.
Yeah.
And I'll close the episode there.
Thought we're out of that.
Oh, nap time.
Unconscious isn't dead.
We might wake up dead.
Here's hoping you don't wake up.
That already happened once.
Bye, guys.
Necromancy, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Bye! Oh, I'm going to be a zombie.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Bertie, you flip the eye patch up on the pauldron and you basically reveal...
Bathe the room in a sinister red light.
So now...
Ooh,
it's
romantic.
Yeah, it's both sinister and evil.
Brutal gazes lovingly into your eyes. Romantic. Music starts to swell. His tongue lolls out of one corner of his mouth.
Drooling.
I don't want to go to this part of Tumblr.
Never said it was precious metals. It's mostly mundane down here. Yeah.
But gold is a mundane metal, right? It's just a shiny one.
True. It's not an entire chamber made of gold. I'd have put that on the list of high up things that Sasha would notice in her initial perception.
It's just like it turns out that Mr. Ceiling is in fact Donald Trump.
All of the clothes that are even remotely near it have already burnt away. What's left of your clothes
are rapidly burning away.
Even the magical ones?
No.
The magical ones aren't being destroyed, but almost everything else is being burnt away.
So he's just naked except for some
sleeves, yeah.
is this part
Let
of a spin-off?
Fan art commence.
Well, this is just Hamid's stripogram. Like,
I see this as part of a spin-off. Like, actually, like, this fire elemental used to be, used to power, like, steelworks in Sheffield, and then they were shut down. And then Hamid needs to make a new living.
With his mates that yeah. lost their jobs.
Like, the full Monty was fun. No one wants to see the full Alta Han.
It'd be a shorter film.
Yeah.
Boom.
The half Monty.
All of you notice that Hamid's skin has gone the colour of burnished brass. It is...
Brass.
That's what I said. Brass. I can eliminate the southern accent. I can eliminate the entire southern accent with a wave of my head. Don't make me do it.
With a wave of, like, 20 hours of work.
Distortion.
A wave or a wav?
A wav. Right.
Yeah.